Welcome to our Press Box podcast. I'm Bill Pollack of MissouriNet.com. Glad you could join us. We're going to talk about Mizzou football, the NFL Combine that just wrapped up this past week. And who better than to bring along our draft expert, Scott Wright of NFLDraftCountdown.com. Scott, thanks for joining us again.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, a busy week for you, I'm sure, paying attention to and watching the combines and so many teams, so many players. But I'd like to just focus a little bit on the Missouri Tigers. Not as much hype in the four players that were invited this year, and we'll touch on those. But one that stuck out in my mind, and I wanted to get your thoughts on, was linebacker Sean Weatherspoon. It looked from what I saw that he had a pretty good combine. He was up near the top, and at least in his group, for linebackers in terms of his bench press and his vertical jump, and he did all right in the 40-yard dash too.
Yeah, Sean Weatherspoon is doing well, and he closed out the Senior Bowl by having a really good game. He was just all over the field in the actual game, and then went to the combine and had a really good week, and actually just had his pro day workout yesterday now, and he improved all of his numbers from the combine even, and there were some that even had him running in the 4.4s. I've always been a really big fan of Sean Weatherspoon, and I think he has not only the physical tools you look for, but also the intangibles and the leadership. And for me, he's a legitimate mid-first-round pick, and he might slip into the latter part of the first round just because there really aren't a lot of teams that have a huge need for a 4-3 linebacker. But if he does slip a little bit, he's going to be a steal for someone.
Wow, that high, huh?
Yeah, he's a legitimate first-round pick, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him sneak into the top 20 to a team like maybe the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow, very interesting. I was really impressed with his numbers, and then to hear that, of course, they had their pro day up at Mizzou yesterday to even improve on that. How big does that play into a scout's mind when they see somebody have a good NFL combine in Indianapolis, then they go to their pro day and they even improve on that?
Well, it depends on the situation, and scouts obviously take into account the environment they're running on. If they're running on a quote-unquote fast track, they'll adjust the time upwards, or vice versa. If they're running on a slower track, they'll give them the benefit of the doubt and shave a little time off. So that definitely comes into play, and it was probably a fast track. I don't know that Sean Weatherspoon is a 4.4 guy, But he's still more than fast enough. He's a legitimate high 4.5, low 4.6, and very strong. He does reps in the mid-30s on the bench press. So, Sean Weatherspoon, no question, he's done a very good job in the pre-draft process, not only the Senior Bowl, but also the combine and workouts now. And he's the type of guy who's going to interview well, too. Very outgoing, gregarious-type guy, and really a kind of a character.
Oh, absolutely. Mizzou fans know a lot about Sean Weatherspoon. Certainly quite a character and a guy who likes to stir it up. We're talking with Scott Wright of NFLDraftCountdown.com as we talk about the Missouri Tigers and kind of recap their combine. Now, one guy who was there but didn't have the opportunity to participate was Denario Alexander. He had a little minor surgery done on his left knee, which, by the way, was his fourth knee surgery on his knee. What does that do for his chances of even being picked in the draft come April?
Boy, it's a concern. Even before this most recent surgery, the health and durability of those knees was a big question mark with Denario Alexander. So that's even brought more to the forefront now. And the other big question he had to answer was the speed. And there's a good chance now that he's not even going to be able to run a 40 for scouts before the draft. So I think those two things are going to conspire to really hurt Denario Alexander on draft day. At one point, I thought he could maybe be a third-round pick. Now, I would say best case fourth or fifth round just because of those concerns. And I like him as a player, but anytime you have that type of history at the knees and you're unable to answer the big question about your game in terms of the speed, teams are going to be reluctant to use a premium draft pick on a guy like that.
Now, and absolutely. Now, from what I heard, this little cleanup job they did had nothing to do with his previous three surgeries. But, yeah, spending a draft pick on him, probably not a good idea. But he certainly will get a look as a free agent, don't you think? Teams will bring him in just on what he did last year, showing that when he is healthy, he can be a big-time player.
Yeah, and I do think he will be drafted. I think he's going to go no worse than the sixth round. He's going to go round four, five, or six, somewhere in that range. It's just going to prevent teams from using a first, a second, or a third, the type of guy that you expect to come in and be an immediate contributor, an immediate starter. He's not in that category anymore. But, I mean, you can't knock the results in the field, and nobody denies his talent. Very talented kid, extremely productive, and if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a heck of a player, and you're right about the reports that this recent knee surgery had nothing to do with the older ones, but at the same time, teams are going to look at the report and see four knee surgeries in the last 4 to 5 years, and that's just a huge red flag and something mentally that's, I think, tough to get over.
Absolutely. Scott Wright from NFLDraftCountdown.com is here talking with us about the Missouri Tigers and their NFL Combine. Jared Perry, here's a guy who I think has all the tools. He just doesn't have the toolbox. He can't put it all together. He's got great speed. One thing that I've noticed just from watching him this year, his hands are a big question mark. What did you see from him? What are scouts saying about Jared Perry?
Yeah, and wasn't overly impressive at the combine, and he's got good height. He's just a shade under 6'1", but only 178 pounds, only ran in the high 4.5s, and when you see a guy that's that light, you'd like to see him have that 4.4 speed and small hands, only 9-inch hands, and that could come into play with maybe the reliability of those hands. So I think Jared Perry's probably going to end up being more of a late-round pick. I guess for my money, he's more of a, at best, a 6th or 7th-round type guy, maybe even an undrafted free agent.
Now, another guy here that was kind of a fan favorite was offensive lineman Curtis Gregory. I didn't hear much about him either at the combine.
Yeah, and this combine, for the most part, unless you're a guy like Bruce Campbell from Maryland, who's just a freak of nature, the offensive linemen usually don't get a lot of notice at the scouting combine. But he did a solid job and adequate across the board. He's 6'4.5", over 300 pounds, which is a good sign. He's got a little room to add some more weight if he wanted to. Not the most athletic or fastest guy in the world, and that's not really his game. But I think he's got a chance to be a late-round pick as well, as kind of a swing offensive lineman and a backup.
Very interesting. All right, Scott Wright, NFLDraftCountdown.com, here at our Press Box podcast at MissouriNet.com. Before I go, another name that popped into my head, and I don't want to miss him, is Missouri State tight end Clay Harbor. Picked up a lot of postseason awards, a lot of recognition down at Missouri State. And from what I saw, he did pretty well at that tight end position. What are you hearing about him?
Yeah, Clay Harbor is definitely one of the better small school prospects in this draft, and as they always say, if you have talent, the NFL is going to find you, regardless of where you played, and even at a smaller program like Missouri State. And Clay Harbor, he's a pass catcher. That's going to be his game. He's going to be in that H-back mold, in the Dustin Keller, Chris Cooley type of player. He's only about 6'2.5", 250 pounds, but good athlete, good speed, very strong. I believe he led the tight ends in the bench press with 30 reps. I think mid to late rounds for a team that's looking for a pass catching H-back, he's going to be right there in the mix, and he definitely has a good shot at being drafted.
All right, well, we'll have something to watch for then come April. When we get a little bit closer to the draft, I'd like to have you back on again if we could.
Oh, anytime.
All right, and the website is, I want to make sure I get this right, since you're taking your time to talk with us, NFLDraftCountdown.com. Scott Wright joining us here on the Press Box podcast. Scott, as always, thanks for your time.
Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.